Well, Shark Week comes but once a year, and New Jersey's back bays are nurseries to three species. Climate change threatens the wetlands between the barrier islands and the mainland. Susan Phillips with WHYY's Climate Desk reports the health of these baby sharks are an indicator of how the salt marshes are doing.
The sandbar shark, the smooth dogfish, and the sand tiger shark all use the salt marshes on the Jersey shore to give birth. While the mothers leave soon afterwards, the shark pups stick around and feed on eels, small fish, and crabs. Adriana Zito Livingston is an ecologist with the Nature Conservancy, which works to rebuild the salt marshes that are eroding from the impacts of climate change.
Worsening storms, rising sea levels, edge erosion due to big storms, big waves, even boat wakes, kind of chipping away from our coastal salt marshes at the edge.
Zito Livingston says it's unclear how many sharks summer in the back bays, but they are completely harmless.
Standing on a salt marsh edge, we landed a 6-foot sand tiger in probably 5 or 6 feet of water, which was mind-blowing to me.
The pups stick around until they are big enough not to be eaten by the larger sharks swimming off the coastline. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.